You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
It is another week. It is game week for your New Orleans Saints. Preseason game número dos coming up at the end of the week for your Friday. We'll get you ready for that as the Saints, oh man, getting closer and closer, obviously, to that third preseason game, the dress rehearsal. Well, Saints fans today, or rather today, this week, get to see quarterback Drew Brees. You'll hear from him. He spoke yesterday about, kind of juggling how many snaps and reps he should take in the preseason, not only in practice, but also, of course, in those games. And it kind of sounds like you might hear or see him on Friday. So you'll hear from him, a handful of players, including Sheldon Rankins, Jonathan Williams, of course, Sean Payton, much, much more. Got plenty to get into today on that. So we'll really focus on the Saints a little bit today. Tomorrow, kind of turn the page a little bit and also kind of seeing, you know, some of the other teams that's going on in the NFC South as we get closer, of course, to another preseason week coming up here on Thursday. Coming up at 12:30, we'll speak with Charlie Ricks because this might have been a big deal yesterday.
He can just say to himself, I know I can do it again. One day I can do it again. That's all he needs to know. Doesn't matter about us. Again, Kapka still has to get it to the house, but usually when Tanger's puncturing the air,
yeah,
it's in victory. Now, this for the three shot.
That was kind of the coverage yesterday. The crowd goes nuts anytime Tiger's doing it. And then part of the coverage all of a sudden, hey, let's go to, the leader, Bruce Koepka. And there he is. He's making the putt. It's great. There he is. Another shot to the lead. It was just incredible, the coverage, Tiger Woods. We'll talk about that, of course, here from some of those players here. It is our lead, which we'll get to in a quick sec. As we said, we'll talk with Charlie Ricks, host of NOLA Golf Academy, at the bottom of the hour. An amazing stat that Darren Revell posted a little bit earlier ago. 105, Andrew Lopez. We'll get a look-see as to what's going on with LSU. They had a scrimmage over the weekend. It was head coach Ed Orgeron happy with what he saw? So we'll talk to Andrew about that. Ryan and Ola East will give us an update to the NFC South and also his takes from practice yesterday at 1:15. Marlon Favorite was out there as well at over the weekend, and we'll talk to him, including Jordan the intern, at our Harley Davidson of New Orleans football toss challenge that we had on Saturday. As you're shaking your head from side to side, the disappointment still fresh and clear on your face right now. Look, there's always room for improvement, you know, and the fact you finished dead last means that you can only go up.
Marlon only hit one.
Did he only hit one?
Yeah, and I actually replayed your video. You had about seven throws.
Okay, first off, the throws in which I was trying, you know, Brian Elise was trying to intercept obviously didn't count.
Okay.
So even still with that, it's more than you. It's more than anybody. So at least I made three. Look, don't get upset. Joey, it's a little upset that he lost to Kayla, the Harley Angel. He talked smack. We walked in, we weren't even there for a minute. I mean, he hadn't even got a hot dog, didn't get any of the burgers,
that
the chicken, the sausage,
that
nothing.
I saw online.
Didn't even open up the cold water at the had any ice chest. He just started talking, I'm going to go warm. Then, next thing you know, I grabbed Marlon, I'm like, where'd Jordan go? There he is. He's practicing. He's outside practicing with my dad. He was doing all of that. And I said, all right, hold on. And then, you know, Kayla, the Harley Angel, looks behind her in the window there and goes, what's he doing? I'm like, he's practicing. Quote, I could beat him. I said, that's all I needed to hear. So we brought her outside, challenged, Jordan the intern, and you can see how that competition went. Jordan the intern, how?
I made one
No, no, no. How can folks go see that?
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, you can go on YouTube. Uh-huh. You can go on our Twitter,
uh-huh.
Facebook.
Uh-huh.
It will all be in there.
I blasted
it everywhere.
You had to
put yourself down, Jordan.
I put it's it everywhere. Everywhere, yeah. I put it on our YouTube channel. Go be a subscriber. We're going to put about, you know, a handful of videos that we normally do. Not just fun videos like that, but breakdowns from practice. We'll do something before the games, after games, college, the work. So just kind of get accustomed to our YouTube page. It's
called
our channel.
The Sports Hangover 24/7.
Imagine that, because 24 days or 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you could always go and check out anything on demand from that. Also at ESPN1003.com, start getting into that habit. We'll be putting write-ups and blogs and posts and recaps and previews, oh my, coming up as the season really kicks off. So again, at ESPN Radio NOLA.
Instagram,
Twitter, Facebook, and now a YouTube channel, Sports Hangover 24/7. No excuse for you not to be able to participate and have fun with us as well. So I want to start something new this week, by the way. Jordan, I think you'll like this.
Okay.
I meant to do this last week, but you had, you know, something called school or mm-hmm. something you had to go do, and I needed help to do so. But we normally ask the day before a game or the day of a game, what are you looking for, things of that nature, right? And most of the time when we give our takes, Saints fans love to say they know just about as much as us, if not more. Right?
Right.
Well, it's time to become a Saints insider from a fan standpoint. Well, I'm going to ask this Friday so y'all can practice and get it ready. But on Friday, instead of just a tweet, hit the button, turn it around, 10 to 15 second selfie video. That way we'll have the audio of you saying it. Right? You say your name. Hey, this is Jordan. This is what I'm looking for tonight in the game against the Cardinals. Blah, 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 blah. Done.
Boom.
Send it. Tweet it at us underneath the big, you know, Twitter question. It will say, what are you looking for tonight? And then we'll play. We'll put you on air. So you can be a Saints fanatic insider.
Ooh.
I'm just saying, I mean, it's easy to tweet your opinions. Let the world know.
Video.
Yeah. Little video selfie. That way we can, you know, other Saints fans can see what you have to say. And more importantly, we can play it as well. So there you go. I think it'll be fun. I think we can have a lot of fun doing that.
I have a question.
What's that?
I'm looking at the Twitter page. How come it's just a still shot of Jordan and the Harley girl instead of video?
Right. Well, it's a link. There's a link there that sends you to the video page.
Oh, I see it now.
There you go.
Because okay. I was using my imagination first. I'm sorry.
Right, exactly. No, it's all there. It was fun. Had a good time. Again, we'll be there every Saturday in the month of August, so a couple more Saturdays to go. The 25th, it'll be the Saints-Chargers preseason game. So it'll be sort of a tailgate getting ready for that 5 p.m. kickoff. We'll be there 12 to 2, so come hang
what
out.
What are we going
to
do that day?
We're going to do a 40. We're going to do a hot dog eating competition. I think what I'm going to do is I want to do something like a skills challenge where you start on one end of, because you've been out there, right? So yeah. There's a table with a tent that's outside. You see the grill, you have the football toss. We're going to do like the NBA skills challenge.
Ooh, I like this.
Right? So you're going to start on one end of the parking lot. You got to woof a hot dog. Then you got to, you know, meander through some chairs.
Is there going to be like a snowball that you have to eat?
Well, I don't know. I got to figure it out. But you're going to, you know, I know there'll be a slalom course of some sort. You got to show your agility going side to side. Then at the end of that, you know, that's where you pick up the football and then you're going to have to throw on the run, boom, and see if you can hit the target. And then it's going to be timed. And we're going to, and it's not just going to be us. Cause again, we're going to be there for a while, but if you come out there and participate, gift cards, merchandise, all that will be up for grabs for you. So. We're going to have a sheet of paper, and we're going to put our times. And if you can beat any of us, you don't have to beat the top person of the crew. You just beat a single solitary Sports Hangover member, you win.
I'm going to win.
Are you?
Yeah.
Here we go again.
I'm the best there ever was.
Yeah. Once again, go check out the tape, just like Sean Payton likes to say at the Sports Hangover YouTube page, if you do that. Joey, let's quickly touch on the lead before we get into your New Orleans Saints. Imagine that. The Saints aren't the lead today.
Time now for The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. Here's what's topping our headlines on the Sports Hangover.
Quickly, how many of y'all actually thought that Tiger Woods won the PGA Championship last night? Or yesterday afternoon, early evening? Bruce Koepka won it. right? Third major of his career. It was incredible in that second this year as well. But as he's progressing through the fourth round, it really honestly was about Tiger. Tiger practicing, Tiger drinking a sip of water, Tiger changing a shirt, Tiger here, Tiger there, Tiger everywhere. Darren Revelle of ESPN, you know, he likes to tweet, whether it's, you know, economics, money, hot dogs from different ballparks, or ratings, 69% increase from the final round of the PGA Championship a year ago to this year. So, yeah, it matters. And they absolutely were tuning in for him yesterday as he comes in second. It was incredible. It really was. It was captivating. You're checking it out, and you're just watching, you know, all the way around. It wasn't just Tiger Woods that was close to Bruce Koepka and got a shot from you know, taking the lead or eventually winning. But Adam Scott playing alongside Bruce Koepka, he tried his best, but he could hear the crowd roaring everywhere.
There was lots happening out there. Tiger was charging at times, and that was filtering back through the groups. Certainly, every leaderboard that changed, no matter what hole you were on, you knew what Tiger did. It's a really fun atmosphere to be in.
What was incredible, Michael Collins, golf analyst for ESPN, touches on the atmosphere of the crowd.
If you're not a fan of golf and don't know anything about golf, and they're like, what are you talking about? I don't understand. Okay, imagine if you're a football fan, because normally if you're a football fan, then probably you're not a golf fan. So if you're a football fan, imagine your team being down by one and scoring a touchdown with 5 seconds left.
And then he goes on to say that that's a Tiger roar all the time, every single time that he makes a shot. And it really was. It was incredible. They kept showing shots of, you know, fans sitting in front of a screen throughout the course. And every time they'd show a highlight, the players would go nuts. Bruce Koepka, the winner of the PGA Championship, being asked in his post-match presser about the fans rooting for Tiger.
I don't care what anybody else says. People are always going to, you're always going to have fans, and you're always going to have people that hate you. The people around me, you know, they know who I am, and that's really all I care about. You know, I like to reach out to the fans, you know, have support. I think it's always great to have the support of fans and as many people as you can behind you. And I try to do that. I try to acknowledge all the fans as much as I can. But, I mean, there's always going to be people that hate you. But you just got to move on with it and use that as motivation.
I was trying to think yesterday, and I'll toss that out there as well, at ESPN Radio NOLA Facebook, Jordan the intern, our question of the day.
Did you watch the PGA Championship? And who moves or who did move the needle like Tiger Woods does?
The only person I can think of is Jordan. Not you.
No, it's me.
I said Michael. Right? I'm thinking NBA, NFL. I know we've had this discussion earlier in the summer when he was making some moves and stuff like that. Who does that? I would say in the NBA, you could maybe argue LeBron, but like, I'm just saying like in a, I guess if it's a major, obviously it would be a playoff game. You're tuning in to do that. Is it a team like the Warriors? But I'm specifically saying non-golf fans tuned in yesterday.
Well, it
right?
has to be a certain you understand what I'm player. Saying? It can't be
like,
a whole team.
Like, some people will tune in because it's a major. So, because I was texting some friends in a group message, and I'm like, are you guys watching this? Because it was like 1 o'clock when the coverage started, and it was insane. I mean, they spent 25 minutes going back and forth between shots, split box screen of Tiger practicing. Tiger taking a sip of water. Then they go to the 14th. Rory McIlroy, 15 feet out here. This is for birdie, and we'll tell you how that happened. First, go back to Tiger as he's about to take a club out. Amanda, what do you have there? Well, it looks like a golf club, but he fooled us. It's really just, it's a banana. He's looking to eat a little potassium there before it gets going. All right, that's fantastic. Keep us updated on that. Let's go back to 17. Well, we have some other golfer. Hold on. Let's go back to the practice center where Tiger Woods apparently is now about to practice with his four iron. There he is. Vern, what do you got? I mean, he's looking great. I mean, look at the way he's swinging the club. Ball's really moving out. And he looks like he's ready to go coming up here in about 25 minutes when he tees off. All right, let's go down to 9. And Dustin Johnson's getting ready to hit his second shot. He's got about 140 yards. Hey, just text me, Vern, when he makes the shot, and we'll pass along. Let's go back to Tiger, who's apparently now He's mopping up a lot of sweat. A lot of condensation. Let's go back down to Amanda. Amanda, what do you got there? It's hot. It's hot. It's humid. And you can see he's about to change shirts again. He actually has 5 shirts in his bag getting ready to go. That's fantastic. Let's go down back to 12. I mean, it's incredible. That was the coverage. It really honestly was. It didn't matter who else was on the course when they got there. The producers were telling the analysts and the commentators on the course, wrap it up in 7 seconds. Just tell us the shot. Did he make it or not? Let's go back to Tiger. What is Tiger doing? It was incredible. It really was. Oh, let's go back to Brooks, by the way, Jordan. Brooks Koepka, post-match presser. He just won the PGA Championship, a second major this year, right? He just won it again. Let's continue to ask him about the crowds and what it was like.
They've been amazing. I've never seen this many people at a golf tournament. They were as energetic and loud as I've ever seen. On Wednesday, I don't even think there's been that many people at an event that I've ever played at. And then when you come out here on Friday or Saturday afternoon, I don't even know what to say. I've never seen that many people in a golf tournament. I know that it's a big sports town, which is awesome. And then to see all these people come out and support the golf tournament, I love it. I wish it was like that every week.
Psst, they're there to watch Tiger. Go back to Brooks Koepka, Jordan, who's, again, in his post-match presser, having just won the PGA Championship. Let's ask him what it's like to be chased by Tiger Woods, one of your idols.
Surreal. That's all I can say. I remember when I watched Adam win at the Players. I think I was so mad when he hit it in the water. I was probably as mad as he was or as upset because I was rooting for him so hard. I loved his golf swing. He's got the best golf swing ever, I think. It's so pretty to watch. He's one of the nicest guys once you meet him, too. He really is. And then, I mean, Tiger, for obvious reasons, as a kid growing up, that's the whole reason that all of us or people in my generation are even playing golf was because of him and to duel it out with them. It's pretty neat. I don't think I ever dreamed of that situation that I was in today. It really is surreal, man. It's really cool.
Isn't that a shame? I mean, the questions were asked of him about Tiger, screaming A on Tiger.
Days like yesterday reminded us all of why we love sports so much. And I think that golf with Tiger Woods, not without him, with Tiger Woods, I think that did that for us yesterday. And I owe an incredible debt of gratitude to Tiger for that, because it was beautiful to see. It was beautiful to watch. And it just reminded us of all, you know, what the world of sports is supposed to be all about.
It's incredible. It really honestly is. Last night, Jordan cutting sound from the weekend, getting ready for today's show. It's like 9:30 p.m. Main headline in the top stories. Tiger comes up short, finishes second. Brooks Koepka's name was nowhere to be found on the homepage. It's incredible. He won the tournament. It's incredible. I can't think of another player that does that. It's incredible. He didn't win. Got close. Good enough. I mean, it's incredible. It really is. I'd even played his sound yet. We hadn't even got to it. It's incredible. Tiger Woods, I'm finishing second.
I need to try and keep it in perspective, because at the beginning of the year, if you would have said you were playing the Open Championship, I would have said, you know, I'd be very lucky to do that. I talked to Serena and I are good friends, and I'm sure she'll probably call me and talk to me about it, because you got to put things in perspective. She just had a baby and lost Wimbledon finals. I used to just keep it in perspective. And the same thing with me. I know that it's going to sting for a little bit here, but given where I was to where I'm at now, blessed.
Bottom line, though, you watched it. I did. I was riveted. I had a laptop on my lap sitting at my parents' house yesterday trying to celebrate mom's birthday. I'm supposed to be grilling, and I couldn't. I had to wait till it was over. I'm trying to cut sound at the same time I'm watching. I could not take my eyes off. Every swing, every hole, it was must-see. As we go to break, Bocaj on Twitter, join the intern, brings up a very good point. I agree with this. I'm asking the question. We're asking the question out there. Is there an athlete that's like this, where it's must-watch? You have to stop what you're doing, whether you follow it on a day-to-day basis or not. Jordan, what does he say?
Michael Phelps races were appointment viewing.
Absolutely.
For the past 3 Olympic Games.
Absolutely. He's absolutely right.
He's got a point.
He's absolutely right. And you know what? You can't even tell me. Your palms weren't sweaty. Heart didn't start racing. You know, ready, beep. That didn't
and then
go.
When he beat, was it the Russians that he beat?
It was unbelievable. Yes, it was unbelievable. Oh, I was screaming at the TV. Yes. I've never, ever in my life watched swimming competitively other than the Olympics. But absolutely. My wife and I can, dude, the Olympics, you're absolutely right, Bocaj. Michael Phelps, you're right. Because how many of us honestly watch competitive swimming?
Yeah, right.
Nobody does. But when Phelps was going for gold,
the
even the qualifier.
The whole nation was watching.
The whole nation did. Bocaj, with the tweet of the day right now. Hey, Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. Been injured in accident, ring the King 504-909-KING. Go check them out online, kinginjuryfirm.com. When we come back, more on this, but of course, your New Orleans Saints. Since we last chatted, a player got cut, maybe that we predicted, a couple of roster moves, and three practices have gone in the books since we last chatted. We'll talk next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injuries. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
The road to the big leagues goes through New Orleans, and it's baseball season at the Shrine on Airline. We've got giveaways, fireworks, fun promotions, and so much more. Tickets start at just $5. Every Thursday, bring your dog, and it's Thirsty Thursday with discounted drink specials. Fireworks are back every Friday. We also offer group discounts, and our suites and hospitality areas are available for groups of any size. For tickets and information, visit cakesbaseball.com. Baseball is back at the Shrine on Airline. Play ball.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Frank's Supermarket is focused on customer service, quality products, competitive prices, and specialized service to the offshore oil industry. Let Frank's catering department do the cooking for you. The bakery has fresh breads and rolls, sandwich trays made daily, veggie trays, chicken salad, homemade chili, cakes, and pies. Need catering for a wedding, bridal shower, funeral, corporate meeting, or home party? Call Frank's Supermarket today in La Rose, Golden Meadow, Lockport, and Des Almas. Online shopping now available at franksupermarket.com.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in first comprehensive sports medicine program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. That's 800-708-3091.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injuries.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
I wasn't that mentally strong, you know, and I left, you know, had some experiences, and that definitely helped me. So now I'm a totally different person.
Ooh, I like that, Joey. A little with or without you coming in out of the break there. Gus Kattengill with you. It's the Sports Hangover. That's Patrick Robinson. We're going to play him in the second hour. Had a very truthful, not real truthful. I would just, he was very open about his first go around here with the Saints and how he's learned from it. I think you'll love that. You'll tune in. Plus, we'll play Drew Brees in hour number two as well. Again, we got tons of players from Rankins to Stallworth to Jonathan Williams. Of course, Sean Payton, Boston Scott, Marcus Williams, and a few more of the players here at Tom Savage. We got a lot. So we'll get into all of that over the next couple of hours here. But Saints wrapping up. It's hard to believe, right? We last chatted with you on Friday, and we were going over the game, right? And we all said, who was the one player that had to have a seat with head coach Sean Payton? I think Jordan was unanimous. It was Devontae Harris. Unanimous? Did you think it was unanimous?
I said JT Barrett.
You said JT Barrett?
Yeah. Even though he only had like one passing.
That's what I'm saying. He only got one opportunity to pass, and he
blew it.
Yeah, he blew it. What happened Saturday, by the way? To one of the two players we just mentioned? Cut. C-U-T. Devontae Harris. Look, flat out, you can look at it for one way or another here, right? He was at practice on Friday, cut Saturday. And message being said, look, when you'd say that a preseason game doesn't matter, I get it, you're right. Win losses don't or so. But Sean Payton even said it over this weekend that the games and how you play, it's part of that evaluation and it goes. And again, you have to look at this year and all the decisions you're making with how they think they can maybe do this year. See if I can clear up what probably didn't make just sense right now out of my mouth. If you think you're a Super Bowl contender, everything matters. A little bit more, right? Than a team that's looking to get there, kind of building processes, what have you. They don't go make the move like they did for Marcus Davenport. They don't feel their pass rusher away, player or two away. Make sense? They don't probably have the same tone from a coaching standpoint, much less Sean Payton, when it comes to special teams, returners, the works, if they don't feel that, well, you know, every possession matters. Every yard matters. Everything. I mean, Sean Payton on the tackling over the weekend against the Jaguars?
The other night? Just okay. Just okay. You know, that first drive, everyone had their nachos, their hot dogs, their Coke, and they were on to the frickin' churros. You know, it was 15 plays.
Not happy. As we said, you know about the whole situation with the returners, right? Still not happy. Wanting it to be a clearer situation. Rather than call them the bachelor contest. Yesterday after practice, Brian and Elise.
Coach, is the battle for special teams, kick return, punt return, starting to become more clear?
Nope. We're not even halfway through camp yet. We've played one preseason game, so we've got hopefully a lot of return opportunities to where it's clear to all of us. You know, but right now it's early. These guys are working on it, and we'll keep.
So you say, look, you got to keep working on it. Not clear at all. Hey, lining up incorrectly. Jordan, the intern, was touching on Traquan Smith. He's covering the rookies. Had a nice grab in the Jaguars game. Led to a scoring drive, right? But Sean Payton, after the game, if you remember, he said, yeah, still, he had trouble lining up. If people can't find a way to line up, well, got to work on it. That was Thursday in the game. Friday, touched on it. Saturday, Sunday. Similar situation. He was asked about it again yesterday.
We'll see. We've been working on them, trying to increase the sense of urgency. And, you know, if it repeatedly keeps happening after a while, then, you know, we've got to look at too much, or are we just not capable at a certain position or player to do it? So, but we'll keep pressing them.
I don't think I'm misevaluating this. And I was going back and forth having a little fun with Ryan and Elise yesterday about Devontae Harris. I didn't particularly think he was having a terrible camp. I thought he had a couple of practices early in that first weekend. He had a couple of pass breakups. But again, remember I stressed this on Friday. It's a game that didn't count in the win-loss record. But his two penalties under and inside the two-minute drill could have helped Jacksonville win that game. Tanner Lee was begging to give up the football, either in a fumble or an interception. A non-scrambling mobile quarterback couldn't pull the ball down fast enough. And you kept giving them first downs. Those two put him on the other side of the 50, and all it takes is one up for grabs play in the end zone where there's a pass interference call. It's first and goal, handoff, 1 yard out, touchdown Jacksonville. You lose the game. Game doesn't matter. I get it. Keep in mind, everything that you hear from this man right now and this team, including Sean Payton, I mean, Drew Brees in hour two, just think Super Bowl, championship, battling for the one seed, battling for a home game in the postseason, battling to win your division. The NFC's tough. The division's tough. You're a lot better off if you can host a playoff game. Every game matters. Every snap, every yard, every punt return, field position, everything's going to matter. I love that. I love the stress that Coach Payton is putting on the team right now. There is no time. Got to do it now. Devontae Harris was here 3 years. What, all of a sudden he just stunk? Nope. It's the message. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how long you've been here. Listen to what he just said, lining up. Either we got to figure out if we're doing too much, we got to change something, or maybe that player is not capable of doing it. He's not waiting around. They brought in new players this week. There is no waiting anymore. The sense of urgency is real. Payton was asked about the game and practice part of the evaluation. Again, this is me. This is to me, him saying, yes, you don't perform well in a game, it'll hurt you. Yes, you play well in a game, it'll help you.
All of it gets factored in, you know, and I said to him, we talk about every snap of that game gets looked at closely. So you can't disappear into a punt or kickoff for a play. Just, I mean, it's getting rewound 8 times and someone's, we're evaluating the effort, you know, the technique. Does he know what to do? And then, you know, how's he doing it?
I'm telling you, man, right? I mean, there's no room for error with Coach right now. This was Coach the last, again, we last talked on Friday. It was a practice Saturday. There was a practice Sunday. They just wrapped up the practice this week. Keep in mind, as I've been saying, it's starting to ramp up. Starting to ramp up. No open practices this week. There was a closed practice today, off tomorrow, closed practice Wednesday. No open practices. You got a game Friday. Walk through Thursday. Right? Sean Payton on Saturday. After practice.
I thought we got a lot of good situational work done today. You know, it's kind of a back and forth a little bit in regards to, you know, how we handled the situations. But overall, I thought it was a decent practice.
Decent Saturday. Sunday.
We had another install today. Tried to get some move the ball periods in to where we're just spotting it and, you know, trying to create a little bit more of a game tempo. Thought they handled the heat pretty well.
All right. And then today after practice?
I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was particularly one of our better days. I thought it was a little sloppy. Started out that way. The plan was to get it, you know, into some more team drills specific. And they'll be off tomorrow and we'll get started again on Wednesday.
There you go. And Jordan, the intern's learning. He just looked at me during that segment and wrote on a sheet of paper, Sean with short answers, not happy. Exactly. When he's giving short answers, he is not happy. I love it. It's getting closer. That's what I'm saying. There's no time in his mind. I love it. I love that stress he's putting on his team. Get it together now. Hour one of the Sports Hangover is brought to you by the King Firm, 504-909-KING, Ring of the King. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. Ring the King if you've been injured in an accident. They'll take care of you. We'll be back. It's the Sports Hangover. Charlie Ricks, host of NOLA Golf Academy, sits down with us to talk Tiger on ESPN New Orleans.
This Black and Gold Training Camp report is sponsored by Habana Port Cigar Merchants, with locations in Metairie and Baton Rouge. Browse their large selection of premium cigars, accessories, and gift items, and visit them online at HabanaPort.com.
Game one of the preseason is the first taste of NFL action for the Saints rookies. So how did they do in the 24-20 win? First-rounder Marcus Davenport is battling a pulled groin per an advocate report, so he didn't play. Nor did safety Cameron Moore, hammy pull. LSU's Will Clapp continued to have some nice moments. Corner Natrell Jamerson in the box score with one tackle. Running back Boston Scott, a carry for 7 yards, but 78 yards on 3 return attempts. But the two that stood out, tackle Rick Leonard, whose seal block helped Jonathan Williams score the eventual game-winning touchdown. And receiver Traquan Smith had a key and, well, not-so-key moments in the game. Head coach Sean Payton.
He had a good play later in the game. Thought he got his hands on some balls. We struggled getting a line at receiver. I mean, the whole night. Fundamental, basic stuff. You know, we had trouble with who's on the ball, where our split is. You know, we've got to go back to square one with some of that because that didn't look good.
The next chance for the rookies to shine will be Friday. I'm Gus Kattengill, and for more on the Saints, keep it here on ESPN New Orleans.
This Black and Gold Training Camp report has been brought to you by Habana Port Cigar Merchants, your exclusive provider of Davidoff Premium Cigars in New Orleans. Stop in at their locations in Metairie and Baton Rouge.
Cigar smoking is all about the flavor. And at Habana Port Cigar Merchants, their certified experts will recommend the perfect blend and size for your personal enjoyment. Browse their over 2,000 premium cigar brands and unique accessories. And try Habana Port's preseason football sampler pack for $19.95. That's 3 premium cigars for only $19.95. Habana Port Cigar Merchants in Metairie and Baton Rouge. Learn more at HabanaPort.com. An exclusive appointed merchant of Davidoff. HabanaPort.com.
Don't miss Mark Wahlberg and Mile 22, only in theaters Friday.
This is an Overwatch operation.
From the director of Lone Survivor.
Our team are no longer employees of the U.S. government. Their identities have been erased. Are you ready?
Oh, is you ready? Failure is not an option.
The mission is first, last, and everything in between.
Mile 22, starring Mark Wahlberg, Lauren Cohan, Nico Uwais, Ronda Rousey, and John Malkovich. Rated R. See it in IMAX in large format Friday.
Tee up your game improvement during Golf Tech's August Crush It Sale.
Crush It Sale.
Learn to crush it farther and straighter.
Crush it.
With lessons and club fitting
now on sale
for up to 20% off in August.
Crush it.
Get started with a swing evaluation or Tech Fit club fitting for only $100. Find your nearest Golf Tech at GolfTech.com.
GolfTech.com.
GolfTEC.com.
Swing better. Play better. Golf Tech.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
That's tough. And, you know, what he did at Shinnecock, you know, just bombing it. And then he's doing the same thing here. I played with him in practice round. He was literally hitting it 340, 315 in the air. And when a guy's doing that and hitting it straight and as good a putter as he is, it's tough to beat.
That's Tiger Woods on Brooks Koepka, the PGA Championship winner. You probably, I guess, know that. But if you watched the coverage yesterday, you might have thought it was Tiger Woods. Charlie Ricks, host of the NOLA Golf Academy, is going to be on, of course, every Monday, 6 to 8 o'clock. No doubt you'll talk about this moving forward to the Ryder Cup coming up in September. Yep. But I texted you early yesterday, right? You know, I mean, Jim Nance was welcoming us to CBS, and I was just texting you already. I was kind of pumped up looking forward to it. You texted me on Saturday telling me he's 2 shots back. It's incredible. I mentioned it earlier in our lead. 69% increase from the final round of the tournament last year to this year. It's Tiger.
You asked me earlier, who could move the needle like this in sports? And I was thinking about that a few minutes ago. The only thing I can think of, a person that could do what Tiger's doing in sports, is if Babe Ruth came back from the dead and put on the pinstripes. That might get some TV coverage.
I mean, Michael Jordan was like that.
Yeah.
Right? To an extent where, like, you didn't have to be a Bulls fan or anybody, but you kind of watched because something special was going to happen.
Yeah.
We got on Twitter, Bocage on Twitter said, Michael Phelps, appointment watching television. Now, the thing, though, is that's every 4 years, but when he did, it's like that. If Tiger's in contention, even on a regular tournament, though, we've seen the ratings increase this year. But at a major, I mean, people that don't want, my mom never watches golf, doesn't know, was sitting there watching. My uncle yesterday, did he make it? People were tuning in, watching that don't.
Well, he's doing this over a span of, what, 23 years, 22 years?
Right.
You can't do that in most other sports. And yesterday, I think it was number three when he knocked. He almost knocked it in the hole.
Yeah.
And it was like 2 feet from the pin. On that shot, it just jolted our memories. And the other thing about, you know, I guess superstars in sports is, you know, how many – Tiger Woods hasn't won a major in 10 years.
That's incredible.
Most athletes would fade away over the, you know, riding off into the sunset over a span of 10 years. And here he is. He showed us yesterday how great he is with a golf club in his hand. He didn't hit a fairway. The entire front nine.
Stop right there. Think about that. You came second in a major championship, and you didn't hit a fairway, which is your first shot for people that don't follow golf. It is off the tee. It's the one where it really sets up the rest of the hole. I mean, if you're far, right? I mean, he got close and one of his tee shots that really solidified it, you know, almost out of bounds, but in almost in the water. And that next shot had to be just to put it in the fairway. It's such an important thing. It's unimaginable to me that he's in that contention. And if he makes two other pars or two other putts in the back nine, he might have taken the lead, yet didn't hit the fairway for nine straight holes. That's incredible.
I think the word mentioned on the telecast was Houdini to describe what he was doing, the greatness. He's been, I guess, labeled the best scrambler ever.
Graf texted me that during the broadcast.
Ever to play golf, and you saw that yesterday. His iron shots the entire year since he came back in January has been the strongest part of his game. It's been stellar. We know that the putter has been up and down, and the driver has been his demise. He's been competitive even without the driver. Now, Shinnecock, he played well, finished sixth, but that took the driver out of his hand. So it allowed him to get away with the driver in the bag. But he's a different Tiger too, I think, off the golf course. Did you notice yesterday when he completed, he made that anticlimactic putt for birdie on 18?
The one he celebrated like he won it. No.
Exactly.
And to me, I text Todd, I said, in his mind, he was glad he finished strong because it disintegrated on 17. I mean, it did, right? I mean, it disintegrated. Yeah. And I think to him, he wanted to finish strong and for almost confidence sake that he could. Because I've never seen somebody celebrate. But then you look at it, he was right there. I mean,
there's a lot of what ifs you can go back on each player's rounds. I mean, Brooks Koepka looked like he was just collapsing. He missed like four putts inside of 7 feet.
Yeah.
He could have won this golf tournament by three or four shots. Yeah, if Tiger doesn't put it in, I guess, in the hazard on the 17th tee, he did get up and down and make a par there. But if he makes a birdie on 17, then he birdied 18. Brooks Koepka goes to the 18th tee box with a one-shot lead.
Yeah.
The pressure. But here's the thing I was going to mention about Tiger being a little different. Did you notice he went through the walk across bridge on the way to the scoring area? Did you see the crowd?
It was incredible.
This was like the National Mall in D.C.
No, it was incredible.
Gus, I've never seen this in
golf. You can see it on his
face, too. I've never seen a crowd like that. And part of the reason is, Tiger Woods has never played golf in St. Louis. He was scheduled to play in the World Golf Championships in 2001, and then 9/11 hit. They canceled that golf tournament. He didn't play. In 2008, he was scheduled to play. He had the injuries. He didn't play. Never set foot in a competitive round in the city of St. Louis. And guess what? He was there. Did they show up? And the highest TV rating of all the markets in the U.S. yesterday was an 11.5 ranking. That wow. is unbelievable. The Super Bowl numbers in the city of St. Louis. They got their first look at Tiger, and they were thinking this could be our last look at Tiger, and they showed up. That alone.
Well, not to interrupt you, but the thing that's crazy is there was rumorous talk that here for the TPC Louisiana for the Zurich Classic, he was it was close that he could come.
If that would
but
happen.
That you know we've kind of talked about it, and from our understanding is at some point in time he will play in that tournament. That's kind of basically what we've heard.
But
that's my point. It would be incredible. Oh. Like you're doing the show that day because I'm
you
going.
You probably
to
couldn't get
him.
A ticket. You,
no,
that's and place about where will you park?
Well, my point is that's for a tournament in April. Not a major. Like, they were maybe about to witness history or something of that nature.
But when he went across that walkway, here's the thing that's a little different about Tiger Woods 2018. He walked across. He looked at this crowd.
Yeah.
This was like Trump giving his inaugural address, okay? And he waved and gave a thumbs up.
Yeah.
We didn't see that from Tiger for 20 years of his career. Very rare. Then the other thing, he waited at the scoring area for Brooks Koepka to come in and sign his scorecard. Who's waiting by the door for him?
Yeah.
Tiger Woods. And how many minutes did he have to wait? He had embraced Brooks Koepka on his way to sign the scorecard. That is a Tiger Woods that's very rare. Different guy.
This is Tiger and what this year has been like for him.
I didn't know what my schedule would be. I didn't know how many tournaments I'd play this year or if I'd even play. And so each tournament brought about its own challenges. And I didn't know what the number was going to be this year. I didn't know how I was going to play. And so at the beginning of the year, if you said, I would have a chance, legit chance to win the last two major championships, with what swing? I didn't have a swing at the time. You know, I had no speed. I didn't have a golf swing. I didn't have, you know, my short game wasn't quite there yet. You know, my putting was okay. But, you know, I hadn't played in 2 years. And so it's been a hell of a process this year.
What's incredible to me, too, Charlie, is you hear him talk like that, too. When he says he didn't have any speed, I mean, he had back surgery multiple times. You play golf all the time. If I go over there to Golf Tech and just take a couple of swings, my lower back's a little sore because I'm not
You're
using
done
those
for
muscles.
The rest of the day.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I can't imagine. Because we hadn't even really got to talk about Brooks and what he mentioned, Tiger, with Koepka. 350, 368 off the tee. I mean, it's a 368-foot shot. When he's challenged and he's only one shot in the lead and he comes back and hits 368 and Tiger's like, I can't compete with that. And it was one of those things where I asked him, like, I wonder if in the upcoming majors, because golf sees this, right? Golf sees this. The networks see this. What happens when he's in contention? They got to find a way to make sure he's in contention if he's playing well. And I brought up after he won the Masters and he smoked everybody, they made the course longer. I mean, they did things to kind of bring the field closer to him and take away some of his strengths, which some of the bigger golfers and golf swings that they got right now, Michael Collins brings it up. He's going to have trouble playing with young players. It's 10 seconds. We'll hit the break and then come back and talk.
He can't make any mistakes whatsoever. And right now, as great as Tiger is seeing him play at this level, he's still making mistakes, and those guys don't blink.
And he's talking about your Dustin Johnsons, your Koepka, the guys that can bomb it, and they're not intimidated as it was back in the day when he did it. So I don't know if you can do that. You seem to think, Charlie, as we go to break, that you can only do so much to a course because of the equipment. I know in tennis, they've tried to deaden the strings and stuff like that to make men's tennis a little more watchable because it was Ace City. Can you do that in golf?
You can definitely toughen it up. Look what Shinnecock did. Okay, you can make the pin placements very difficult. Yeah, and put the iron play. And you put a premium on accuracy, on approach shots. You can do that. But before we go to break, real quick, Brooks Koepka. Let's talk about the guy that won it for 5 seconds. Won three of the last six majors. He's won three major championships in 18 months. And guess where he was at the Masters this year, Masters Sunday? You know where he was? Sitting on his couch with a sore wrist. Didn't even play in the Masters. What if Brooks Koepka is for real? And don't let those muscles fool you.
Yeah, no doubt. That's for sure. Sports Hangover continues next. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Kick off the weekend with ESPN New Orleans Lunch Club from Friday noon to 3 at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap, located at 132 Royal Street in the French Quarter. Join Gus Cattingill and see why Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Visit our 50 beers on tap and the best poor boys. Gumbo, barbecue shrimp you're going to find around. You got to try it, even their baby back ribs. It's another ESPN New Orleans Lunch Club this Friday, noon to 3 at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap. Grab a friend and join the fun at 132 Royal Street.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at amazon.com/back to school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. It's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Uses directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
You have a pest control problem? Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies has an experienced staff that can guide you with the products to use yourself for your home or business. They carry a full line of professional products for termites, mosquitoes, ants, wasps, fleas, bedbugs, mice, and rats, or any other pest control need you may have. So feel free to stop in at 805 South Alex Plaisance Boulevard on the 4-lane in Golden Meadow. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies, open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon, or call 985-475-3314.
It's all about improving your golf game. It's the NOLA Golf Academy, every Monday at 6 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans. Join your host, Charlie Ricks, live from the Golf Tech Center in Metairie, as he gives you tips from the top golf instructors, the hottest in golf equipment, and the breakdown of all the majors. It's the NOLA Golf Academy, live from the Golf Tech Center in Metairie, Monday evenings from 6 till 8 on ESPN New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Coming up in top stories, he'll tell you a little bit about what's going on with the Clippers. They made just a silly move to me. I'll touch on that here in a quick bit. Plus, as we said, coming up next hour, we'll speak with Andrew Lopez of the TownSpeakUNOLA.com, covers the LSU Tigers at a scrimmage over the weekend. Why Coach O wasn't happy with this particular part of his football team. 115, Brian and Ola East will give us his update, what he saw at practice yesterday, and also on the NFC South and their games that they had last week. Marlon at 215, his takes, what he saw this weekend as well. Lee, though, wants to chime in quickly. It's Gus Cattingill and Charlie Ricks, host of the NOLA Golf Academy, which you can hear coming up later this evening from 6 to 8 live from Golf Tech. Lee, what do you got, man?
Hey, I just wanted to comment, guys. That was must-watch TV yesterday. I was riveted. I started thinking back to 2000, 2001, when he was dominating, and I was like, yeah, buddy. He's back. Whether he win or not, he's back. I'm telling you, he's back. The way, like Charlie said, he was dialed in, man. The way he was sticking those pins. They could have put those pins on the moon. He would have stuck them. It was amazing to watch him play the way he played. And Charlie, I don't know if you saw it this morning. I watched the press conference for the Ryder Cup and the eight guys that are in, and you know that there's the captain's pick. They didn't announce any captain's picks yet.
No.
One of the people in the media asked Jim Furyk about Tiger Woods, and he didn't elaborate on it, but I'm sitting here thinking, man, you would be an idiot not to make Tiger one of the captain's picks, because you can pair him up with any one of those eight guys that's on that roster, and they'll make a pretty doggone good team. I just think right now the way he's playing at the end of the season, how can you keep him off the team? That's my question. That should be the bigger question. How can you not have him on the team? That's number two. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say I'm looking forward to him building on this, because I don't know where he stands in the FedEx standings, but does he have enough points to play? I'm not sure. But I'm asking you, because I don't know if he has.
Okay, as far as the Ryder Cup team, Jim Furyk has four at-large picks he can make. Eight will definitely make it in, and they're locked in, those eight. We know who those guys are, all the top names. Jim Furyk doesn't need to show his hand right now. On September 4th, he will make three of those four picks. And then after the BMW Championship, I think it's September 10th, he'll make that fourth pick. He doesn't want to show the Europeans his picks just yet. He doesn't need to. And listen, this Ryder Cup is going to be one of the best in a long, long time. When you think of the team the Europeans have waiting for us over in Paris, France, Francesco Molinari, Justin Rose, Tommy Fleetwood, Rory McIlroy, John Rahm, Henrik Stenson, and more, and they know how to play golf over there. So this is going to be a good one. But I think Tiger Woods will be picked on this team. Phil Mickelson is in that group. There's eight players that I think Jim Furyk will pick four from those eight. Phil Mickelson is part of that eight. I wouldn't be surprised. Most people say Phil's done, don't pick him. But I think Jim Furyk should put Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods on this team, because when you look at that experience that they bring to this Ryder Cup, I don't care if Phil Mickelson plays one, two, or three matches. Put him on that team. He's going to do as much for you in the locker room as he'll do on the golf course. And for TV ratings, yes, the sponsors want Phil Mickelson there. So, Jim Furyk, pick those two. Make your other two. Here, the other two can come from Xander Schauffele, who won the Tour Championship, playing very well right now. Tony Finau, I think, needs to be in that group. Kevin Kisner has been playing well. Of course, Matt Kuchar has some experience as well. Bryson DeChambeau is the other one in this group of eight, but I don't think he, unless he improves and wins, because he didn't make the cut at this PGA. Of course, neither did Phil Mickelson. But Bryson DeChambeau missed the cut, and he is not. He's a different breed, and I don't know if some people don't think he's a locker room type player. So I don't think Bryson DeChambeau will make it, but I sure hope. But listen to our team right now. Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Patrick Reed, Justin Thomas, Bubba Watson, Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, and Webb Simpson. That's the eight that are in right now. So this is going to be one of the best Ryder Cups. We talk about TV ratings. This could top all the majors this year. Come Sunday for this Ryder Cup for the U.S. has never won over there in 25 years.
Wow, it's been that long.
Yes. And we did well the last one over here, but not over in Europe.
Thank you, Lee.
All right, y'all.
All right, Lee.
Appreciate it. Look, here's the thing, man. There's a lot of excitement going, obviously. It's weird in the sport of golf, though. I mean, the seasons, right? You have all the majors that are done. Next year, the PGA Championship moves to what, May?
Mm-hmm.
It's the second one. It's before the U.S. Open. The British Open will now be the last one. Are you okay with having such a gap? I mean, because now you have to wait so long for, let's be honest, most of America to really care about it.
No, I love this schedule because it gives us one per month.
Basically, right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I like that part of it. And I think the PGA... I kind of like the British Open being the last, like the granddaddy of them all, and where there's still interest. The PGA Championship has had this problem of it's like the Belmont Stakes, right, Gus? If you don't have a Triple Crown contender going into the Belmont, no one cares. Well, the PGA Championship always is faced with that. We don't have a possible Grand Slam opportunity, and it's sort of like ranked fourth of all the four majors. But I like the British being last. There's always interest in the British Open. I don't care who won what prior. That's the big one. It should be the last one. And the Masters, of course, number one should be first. Hey, the odds are out on the Masters for 2018 already.
That's where I was going next. Yeah, Tiger picked second. Yeah. Guess who's favorite? I asked you about him just
Jordan
now.
Spieth.
Jordan Spieth.
Of course. He owns Augusta at least for a couple of rounds.
Yeah. Charlie, it's coming up tonight, 6 to 8.
Okay, we're talking about this PGA Championship more, and of course more about this Ryder Cup team with Robert Emmett, Stephen Calamari at the Golf Tech Center in Metairie.
That's 6 to 8 o'clock following Matt Moscone and after further review. Charlie, appreciate it as always.
All right, buddy.
Maybe you can follow him on Twitter at NOLA Golf Academy. When we come back hour two, Andrew Lopez will lead things off. We'll go to Baton Rouge and see what happened with the scrimmage and why Ed Ogeron was unhappy. More Saints, you'll hear not only from quarterback Drew Brees, but Jonathan Williams as well and Patrick Robinson. You won't want to miss that. It's coming up next on ESPN New Orleans.